Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring will soon be gone.
Holiday.
Summer's coming on.
Holiday.
Now I'm dreaming of.
Love it.
Absolutely. I wonder if the mayor knows how many days until the weather, you know, that Wildwood had. Dom Giordano Show has a great website where they count stuff down and they show us Memorial Day and all that. Let's welcome in a guy who just, well, a few weeks into his tenure, the new mayor of Wildwood, has an event that might be the biggest of all time when it comes to Trump rallies. Joining us is the new mayor of Wildwood, Mayor Pete Byron, here on Talk Radio 1210. Congratulations, Mr. Mayor. Thanks for joining us today.
Tom, always appreciate getting the opportunity to be on your show. You got a great show.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you very much. You said, I think, the right things that somebody in your place should say originally about the Trump event, that you're a Democrat, he's a Republican, but it doesn't matter. This is a big event for the town.
I've taken this, my position all along has been that this is just a fabulous opportunity for Cape May County, but certainly for Wildwood in particular. I mean, this is, we don't get this opportunity to have the President of the United States come to our town. The last time we've had a president even come near to us was Cape May, and that was 1891. So that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
And I've tried to stay right down the middle that, you know, people are either very passionate for the president and equally passionate against him. But what we need to really, I tell people, you know, check your party affiliation at the door. Let's just, this is an amazing historical moment for town. And, you know, whether you like the president or you don't, you know, you need to respect the position. And this is the president of the United States. And I stand by that.
Absolutely. That's my position, too, when it's a progressive or a Democrat. Same thing. What's your best advice at this part? Because we believe it's unbelievable the number of people listening right now and our listeners in general that are going, what would you advise them? What are some of the things that you're thinking about?
Well, you know, the convention center only seats an estimate of 7,500 people. And I believe as of yesterday, you could still go online and obtain tickets.
Yes.
So you got to believe that after probably a week and a half of this, this probably could be, well, I think I heard somewhere where Congressman Van Drew estimated it could be 100,000 people there. And so I don't know how many tickets at this point have been given out, but I'm going to tell you, we want you to come here, certainly, because it's great for our local economy. But come here expecting probably not to get in. You know, come here, dress warm, expect that you're going to have to walk probably at least two or three blocks at the least to get to the convention center, or at least get to the line which where you're going to probably stand in line for, you know, many hours. So there's going to be a lot of people down here probably coming in probably into Monday night, you know, into Tuesday, starting to trying to hope that they're going to be close enough in line that they're going to be one of the lucky folks to get into this. So, you know, come prepared to walk, come dress warm. You're going to walk in there, and it's going to be similar to when you're walking through an airport where you're going through the where they check you. So don't have anything in your knapsack that's got is sharp or anything such as that. I was even told that if it happens to rain that day and you have an umbrella in line, you're going to have to leave that umbrella on the outside of the convention center going in. That's, I guess, the best advice that I could tell you is just come, enjoy it. It's going to be like a carnival atmosphere. You know, we're all from Philly at some point. I'm going to say it's going to be like an Eagles tailgate. A lot of folks, as you know,
so put, yes.
They know that, you know, they're not going to get into the game, but they go and they enjoy it and they have it on the radio or their TV. And there's going to be like a couple of Trumbo cams out there. So people will be able to, I guess, be a part of what's going on the inside, even if they're freezing their butts off on the outside.
Absolutely. How about parking? Now, usually there are enough spaces, even if we go 4, 5, 6 blocks away, right? And I get their parking lots, it'll be open, right?
Well, I guess it depends on what direction you go. The parking lots that are adjacent to the convention center will be commandeered. You're going to, I believe, from Rio Grande to Baker Avenue, along Ocean, which would be along the boardwalk there, and Atlantic. Anything along there is off limits. So you're probably looking, you're going to be closer to Pacific Avenue West and hope to find, I'm sure people are going to be renting out, like there's a couple of restaurant people there that are, I think were closed, but I believe they're going to be renting out spots on their, in their parking lots there. So there's going to be some private people certainly trying to take advantage of the situation, but parking is going to be a premium. So you're going to be parking more in, on the street in residential neighborhoods.
And that's okay, right? I mean, there are parking meters and all that. Are those in operation during this period of time on January 28th?
No, the parking meters go off sometime mid-October.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a blessing. That's a good thing. Now, we've seen comments in the media, but we can never tell. I mean, you seem to be happy about President Trump coming, even though it's a big, big infrastructure thing. But you've been talking about cost originally. Have you started to think over, hey, this is a mega thing for your town and the convention center? It'll be on national news all over the place. How much could the cost be that you're worried about?
Well, you're in the media for a long time. You understand how sometimes things get misconstrued, I guess,
yes,
or blown out of proportion. What I've said all along was that this is going to be a tremendous economic shot in the arm for the town. Along with that, that our meager advertising budget could never afford me the opportunity that we have right now to be on a national spotlight. So I get all that, and I've said that all along. But remember, I represent everyone, okay? So for everybody who's for Trump, there's a lot of folks that are against him, and typically the ones that are against him are going to ask that question as to, well, what's this going to cost the city? And we don't think that we as taxpayers should have to foot the bill. It's a righteous position to take. So as a, as the mayor, I can't just arbitrarily say, well, no, we're not going to look into that, okay? Because I have said that this is a fantastic opportunity for us. So what I'm saying is that I have no idea what the costs are going to be. You know, if you Google, there's towns where people are saying, well, you know, they beat us for all kinds of different monies. And people always have these high expectations of things. So if I say, you know, I don't think it's going to cost more than $25,000, somebody else might say, well, it's going to cost $250,000. So my stand on this has been, we have to, because this is not a budgeted event, we have to keep details of what's this going to cost me.
I mean, but let me play that out with you, Mr. Mayor. I get that as an overall concern, but okay, you have more police on overtime, right? You have things like that. But I mean, aren't you worried that you come up with all these costs that people sort of overdo? I get the police. What else would be possible cost?
Well, yeah, public works is going to be, you're going to have 40 plus thousand people that are going to be lying in the streets. They're going to be waiting in line a long time. We have to have porta potties. There's going to be a lot of trash in the streets. There is a lot of police, fire, EMT associated with this. There's going to be blockage. Dom, I don't have any number at all.
Okay, okay? I want to interrupt and say, look, you're in a town, and I really respect the Wildwoods for not having the beach tag. It's one of the great things that you do. And it, you know, isn't this the cost of doing business at 5 to 10 or God knows how many millions are coming, that you will have some costs within reason? People should expect that, right?
Well, here's, you know, I understand your argument, but I'm going to counter that argument. And it won't be $5 or $10 million. I mean, that would be amazing. But we don't have that many year-round motels that are open, and we don't.
But I mean the earned income. I could tell you, being on national TV and your convention center, which is a star, I think, and I've touted at every point I've been there, is tremendous. There probably will be a number of people that'll look at that and say, "Yeah, that'd be a good thing to book."
Well, I hope it is. But at the end of the day, this is still a a promoted event. If this was the president coming because he wanted to give some sort of an award to one of the local citizens, or he was in a neighborhood he wanted to stop by, and it wasn't a political rally. And when I say political, I'm not making this Republican or Democrat. I'm saying it's a political rally. So it is a promoted event. Using your logic, and I get it, we have a 3-day country festival coming this summer that's going to bring in well over 100,000 people. Well, that promoter could turn around and say to me, well, wait a second, you had a rally in the middle of January, and that the consensus is, well, you should just be happy that you're going to have a rally and they're going to bring in 40,000 people and they're going to stay at your restaurant, and you should be happy with that. Well, we're going to bring in 100,000 people, so we shouldn't have to pay fees. We shouldn't have to pay this. We shouldn't have to pay the pass-through costs for the police, fire, and EMT and stuff, because you should just be happy that we're going to bring 100,000 people into your town and they're going to use your restaurants and stay in your motels. It's a parallel it's very parallel. So, you know, I can't just, again, this is a rally. You know, I'm not making this a Republican or a Democratic thing. I'm making it, this is a promoted event. This isn't the president coming down here just because he's a nice guy. So I have to take that in consideration. And I'm not sitting here saying that I'm going to sit here and I'm going to send a bill. Like I said, I'm going to be realistic here. If this thing is a reasonable amount, I don't have the definition of reasonable.
Do you have a ballpark, Mr. Mayor? What's a ballpark to you?
25,000.
So if it's under 25,000, is reasonable. Okay.
I would say that would be very reasonable, and I would say that, you know, that I would be very happy to get the exposure that we're getting for something like that. But when someone's asking me, and I have no idea what this is going to cost, because I have no idea, when you have the congressman saying 100,000 people could come to your town, when more people that come to your town, the costs are going to go up as well. Well, then I have to, you know, I have to take the stand that, okay, you know, we're going to take a look at this, and if it's something that is ridiculous in cost, then no, I don't think the taxpayers, because again, I'm going to circle back that it's a promoted event.
I want to ask you just two more quick things. One, you're aware of the controversy on the Delsey Drive being closed and all the rest of it. Are you, as a local official, trying to petition the state, because we don't want it to be a nightmare of traffic for people to come to Wildwood? Are you involved in that at all with what they're doing with the sinkholes?
No, I'm aware of it. That's an NJDOT project. And what we've been told is that, excuse me, they have everything scheduled. This the president coming down was just dropped 2 weeks ago. So they understand, too. They're projecting ahead. Right now, as it is, the project that they've got going out there, they projected that not being done until sometime in June. Well, if they had to stop doing what they are now to make I guess to wait until they would lose all this week, and for the most part, most of next week. The word that got back to us is that would take them into past the 4th of July weekend. You can't have that road closed down or you know, something like that once you get into the 4th of July weekend. So the 1-day event, it's just the way it is. I mean, if they stop that project right now, we got to project 2 more weeks down the road and that's assuming that they don't get stopped for, you know, we still have a lot of inclement weather potentially ahead of us, too.
All right. Parting question. What's going to be on your agenda as a new mayor this summer? What's Wildwood going to be like? What's your agenda or your theme as mayor this summer?
Well, it's going to be a great summer. Right off, we've got two events that haven't happened before. We have in the beginning of June, we're going to have an air show. It's going to be similar to the one that we had that they have in Atlantic City. Hopefully, it's going to grow into that same size. The middle of June, we're going to have a 3-day country festival. You know, we've had an occasional 1-day concert. Well, this is going to be a 3-day festival that, you know, you have Blake Shelton and Carrie Underwood so far, and there's still going to be a third name that's going to be dropped probably within a week. That in itself is going to be tremendous. It's going to be a fabulous summer. I mean, just to kick off June when you have two major events that we've never had before, I think that that's a pretty good indicator of the direction the town's going.
Mr. Mayor, thank you very much. Hopefully we'll be able to see you on the 28th if we're broadcasting from there. We'd love to have you back once we know with certitude all that's going on and when we see the crowds coming. But thank you so much for joining us today.
feel free to call at any time, Don. As I said before, we've spoken before. I always appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Pete Byron here on Talk Radio 1210.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.